Republicans swept the Senate in the general election last month, but there is still one race pending. Tomorrow, voters in Louisiana will decide whether to keep longtime Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu in office or replace her with Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy. For the latest, let's bring in reporter Sue Lincoln of WRKF in Baton Rouge. Sue, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Jeremy. Good to be back with you.
So what are you expecting tomorrow as the runoff finally is here?
The sense is that it's very likely that Congressman Bill Cassidy will become the next U.S. senator from Louisiana. However, there is a story that broke the day before Thanksgiving about the potential that Congressman Bill Cassidy, who is a tenured associate professor of medicine at LSU, as well as being a congressman, was billing the university for time working in the clinic when the Congressional Ethics Committee had said he could only teach classes, like doing lectures, giving homework, giving tests, and those classes had to be for credit. And he talks frequently about having done a liver biopsy in the morning, getting on a plane and going to a dinner at the White House that evening. Here's the problem. The signatures on the timesheets don't seem to match up with his own signatures of record or with each other. And there's some questions. And of course, the Landrieu campaign has jumped on it.
And they've released a commercial about this, actually. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
This is the story of Congressman Bill Cassidy and his evil twin, Dr. Bill Cassidy. On the very same days Congressman Bill Cassidy was in Washington casting votes and sitting in congressional committee meetings, evil twin Dr. Bill Cassidy was in Baton Rouge submitting timesheets for teaching at LSU.
It's funny, you never hear campaign commercials with like a Christmas theme to them because usually it's too far before Christmas, but I guess for this one we're getting pretty close.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll be voting tomorrow to decide.
Well, but we should say that no matter what happens with this scandal, Landrieu was losing a lot of ground for a lot of reasons that have a lot more to do with shifting demographics in Louisiana, a big exodus of African-American voters after Hurricane Katrina.
About 125,000 African-American voters did end up leaving the state as a result of Hurricane Katrina and not ever coming back. Many of them did come back. But it has changed her demographic. She had great strength in New Orleans proper, which is a much smaller city now. In fact, it's no longer Louisiana's largest city, Baton Rouge is. And Baton Rouge has a white majority and a Republican majority. So that may make a difference because there's also a congressional seat election to fill Congressman Cassidy's seat going on tomorrow, a runoff. And that means that there will be more people turning out here in Baton Rouge, up in northeast Louisiana, where the 5th District is still in contention. And that is not going to assist Mary Landrieu's strong contingent of African-American support.
And for his part, Bill Cassidy has been trying to nationalize this race and really tie Mary Landrieu to President Obama and to Obamacare, which she voted for. Let's listen to something that the Cassidy campaign has put on Bill Cassidy's Facebook page.
I'm asking for your vote. I will represent you. Now, Senator Landrieu, I'm running against her. She represents Barack Obama. Barack Obama just endorsed her yesterday. Her chief of staff is on video on YouTube saying that if she's reelected, she will continue to support Barack Obama 97% of the time. She's all in for him. I'm all in for you.
Is that message working with Louisiana voters?
Apparently it is. President Obama has about a 40% approval rating as of the last statewide poll, considering those things. So it's not looking good for Senator Landrieu. Plus, Congressman Cassidy has made it a constant refrain, Landrieu, Obama, 97% of the time. In fact, he had one commercial where that's basically all he said, Landrieu, Obama, 97% of the time. That's all you need to know, he says.
What's the typical turnout for a runoff election, and what are we expecting tomorrow for turnout?
Well, the Secretary of State, Tom Shedler, is saying that he's anticipating a 40% turnout across Louisiana. Typical turnout for an off-season election, it runs anywhere between 40 and 45%.
But doesn't the Landrieu machine exist in Louisiana, a real turnout operation that's been successful in years past?
It absolutely does, except that was based on New Orleans being predominantly African American, and there has been so much gerrymandering of congressional districts by the state legislature as we have lost a district that it has changed the entire demographic. We used to could predict how the folks in South Louisiana would vote, the folks in North Louisiana would vote, how the African Americans would vote, how the whites would vote, how the Protestants would vote, how the Catholics would vote, with Cajuns being kind of the wild card in the whole thing. Mm. All of that has changed since Katrina, and it's not clear that they're lining up as any of those groups as a cohesive voting bloc.
And what would it mean for the state and the state's political history if Landrieu is finally defeated in this election? We should say her brother remains the mayor of New Orleans. Her father had been the mayor of New Orleans, but it would be a big blow to the Landrieu name, the Landrieu brand, wouldn't it?
It definitely would. It's a big blow to the Democrats if she is defeated. She is the last statewide elected official that has a D after her name. She's the only female statewide elected official here in Louisiana right now. So it means a very obvious shift to white, Republican, male dominated politics here in Louisiana.
That's Sue Lincoln at WRKF in Baton Rouge talking with us about the runoff election tomorrow between Louisiana Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu and Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy. We'll be watching. Sue, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
And by the way, some new polling out today by Rasmussen Reports indicates that Senator Landrieu really does have an uphill climb. 56% of voters polled indicated they will support Congressman Cassidy. 40% of voters say they are siding with Landrieu. And Peter, it really is amazing that here we are in early December and we still don't know the results of this race in Louisiana. And to hear that Christmas music in the background of one of the ads, boy, mixing two things that just don't seem right together.